a reading from the Acts of the Apostles. From Miletus, Paul had the presbyters of the church at Ephesus summoned. When they came to him, he addressed them. You know how I lived among you the whole time from the day I first came to the province of Asia. I serve the Lord with humility. And with the tears and trials that came to me because of the plots of the Jews, and I did not at all shrink from telling you what was your benefits, all your teachings you in public or in your homes. I earnestly bore witness for both Jews and Greeks to repentance before God and to faith in our Lord Jesus. But now, compelled by the Spirit, I am going to Jerusalem. What will happen to me there, I do not know, except that in one city after another, the Holy Spirit has been warning me that imprisonment and hardships await me. Yet I consider life of no importance to me, if only I may finish my course and the ministry that I receive from the Lord Jesus to bear witness to the gospel of God's grace. But now I know that none of you to whom I have preached the kingdom during my travels will ever see my face again. And so I solemnly declare to you this day that I'm not responsible for the blood of any of you, for I did not shrink from proclaiming to you the entire plan of God. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus raised his eyes to heaven and said, "Father, the hour has come. Give glory to your Son, so that your Son may glorify you, just as you gave him authority over all people, so that your Son may give eternal life to all you gave him. Now this is eternal life, that they should know you, the only true God, and the one whom you sent, Jesus Christ. I glorify you on earth by accomplishing the work that you gave me to do. Now glorify me, Father, with you, with the glory that I had with you before the world began. I reveal your name to those whom you gave me out of the world. They belong to you, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you gave me is from you, because the words you gave to me, I have given to them, and they accept them and truly understood that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, but for the ones you have given me, because they are yours, and everything of mine is yours, and everything of yours is mine, and I have been glorified in them. And now I will no longer be in the world, but they are in the world, while I am coming to you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Today we're invited to witness that intimate prayer between God the Father and Jesus. Jesus requests that he be exalted, that he be glorified, and that he be lifted up. This has nothing to do about his ego or about arrogance whatsoever. According to the Jewish tradition, when the Messiah takes his seat, when he is exalted over the whole world, a new age has indeed begun. And the age to come has indeed truly begun in the resurrection and the ascension of Jesus Christ. A new sort of life has come to birth in this world, in and through Jesus. And we don't have to wait to the end of the world to experience this new life. We are invited to participate in this new life in the here and the now, right now, everyone.